Good morning to all of you all.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord and in the land of the living.
Amen.
So many has gone on to be with the Lord, and we're here this morning to give worship and honor to his holy name. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
That God woke you up this morning and started you on your way, and here we are to give him the glory and the worship in truth and in spirit. We're going to go right ahead and with the program. We just want to say thank God for all of you all. My beautiful wife is with me today. As you can see, I'm my name, and I'm associate minister at Mercy Baptist Church, and I'm just glad to be here. I just thank you all for inviting me back. I preached before here, and you all have invited me back again, so we thank God for that. So we'll go on with the program as you see. Here we have a selection from the male chorus.
Victory is mine, victory is made, is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine.
Yeah,
victory is mine.
Yes,
victory is mine.
Yes, it is.
Victory today is mine. Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine.
Joy,
joy is mine.
Yes, it is.
Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind.
I didn't have no doubt, I knew the Lord would bring me out. Fell out on my knees, I said, Lord, have mercy, please. Got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, happiness is mine, happiness is mine, happiness today. Satan, get thee behind, happiness today is mine.
Peace,
peace is mine.
Peace,
peace is mine.
Yes,
peace today is mine.
I chose Satan, get thee behind, peace today.
I didn't have no doubt, knew the Lord would bring me out. Fell out on my knees, I said, Lord, have mercy, please. Got up singing and shouting, victory, yeah. Victory is mine.
Yes, it is, Lord.
Victory is mine.
Praise your name.
Victory today is mine.
I told Satan,
get thee
behind.
Victory today is mine.
lily in the valley, bright as the morning star.
Somebody say
amen, amen, amen.
There's joy down in that valley, bright as the morning star. I say there's joy in that valley. Yes, it is.
Bright as the morning star.
I say there's
joy in the valley. Bright as the morning star.
Somebody say
amen. Amen. Amen.
There's deliverance in that valley. Bright as the morning star. I say there's deliverance
in the valley.
Yes, it is.
Bright as the morning star.
I say there's deliverance
in the valley. Bright as the morning star.
Somebody say
amen. 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 Amen.
Somebody found peace in the valley. Yes, they did. Bright as the morning star. Somebody found peace
in the valley. Bright as the morning star.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody found peace
in the valley, bright as the morning star.
Somebody say amen,
amen, amen,
amen. Somebody found peace
in the valley.
Somebody found joy
in the valley.
Somebody found deliverance
in the valley.
Somebody found God
in the valley.
Whatever you need
is in the valley.
Whatever you desire
is in the valley.
Jesus said
in the valley.
Oh, Jesus said
in the valley.
I'll be with you always
in the valley.
Coming on out
in the valley.
I'm coming on out
in the valley.
I'm coming on out
in the valley.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let us say amen once again. Found peace in the valley. Aren't you glad this morning that you can find joy in the valley?
Amen.
And peace in the valley in the midst of everything that is happening in the world today? We can find joy in Jesus Christ. It's time for the word. Are you ready for the word?
Amen.
I am. Yes. From the book of John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. Well-known passage of scripture. John 3:16. If you have it, say amen. Well, you have it in your hand, but I know you have it in your heart. Because this is a very familiar passage, verse of scripture. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And I want to use as a subject this morning the love of God. The love of God. John 3:16 is perhaps the most well-known verse in the Bible. It has often been referred to as the golden text of the entire Bible. It has been quoted and memorized and taught and preached by many people. It is the very foundation of our Christianity. And theologians have said that if there were no other verses in the Bible, this verse lets us know that we can still have everlasting life in Jesus Christ because of God's great love for us in John 3:16. There's no other verse that stands above this verse that expresses to us the magnitude of for God's love. It has been memorized. It has been quoted on the battlefield. It has been displayed on signs and sports events. This verse is the very essence of Christianity. It's the essence of Christianity. The love of God is from everlasting to everlasting. It reaches wherever we are. It'll find us. May I suggest to you that it does not matter what we have done in this life, God still loves you.
Amen.
Isn't that good that when you look back in the rear mirror of your life and look down where you came from, that God still loves you in spite of all the things that we have done?
Yes.
God still loves us? And there are three important facts that are embedded in this verse that we will unpack today. And one of the first one is God's unconditional love. God's unconditional love. For God so loved the world. The world mean mankind. Unconditional love is love without limitations or conditions. That means that God just loved me. I stood up here this morning, and when I stood up, I overlooked the invocation. But because of the love in your heart, you still got to love me. You still got to love me. Yeah, see, love in the Greek is agape. Agape love. Love me in spite of my unworthiness. In spite of my unworthiness. In spite of my sins against God. In spite of my downfalls. God's unconditional love. Still love me. His unconditional love. I don't care what people look like. I don't care how other people look down on them. I don't care what other people say about them. See, we can't get in a position too bad for God. We can't get in a position that is too tough for God to stop his love for us. See, now God hates the sin, but he loved the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loved the sinner. 1 John 4:19 says that we love God because God first loved us. We love him because he first loved it. God's unconditional love cannot be humanly understood. I need to say that again. See, his unconditional love cannot be understood. It's hard for us to understand how God can still love somebody when they spit on him. It's hard to understand that why God could still love them when they were saying things that they shouldn't have been saying. They were piercing him in the side, and he was still loving him. Amen. Now, that's love.
Real love.
Now, that's real love. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but it's just some things I don't think I might be able to take. Some things I just might not be able to take. You know, I guess because of my athletic ability of playing football at Tuskegee University and learning all the tough stuff, it's just some things I might not be able to put up with. But still, see, God said, forgive them. Said they don't even know what they're doing. Say, forgive them. They don't even. His unconditional love cannot be humanly understood. God is from everlasting to everlasting. And the verse says, for God so loved the world. God so loved Moses that he chose him to lead his people in spite of what Moses had done. God so loved David that he helped David to defeat Goliath. God so loved Joseph that he brought him from the pits to a palace. See, God so loved us that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. You ought to say amen on that. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf. You see, so is what comes before and what comes after. Now, the second point is that God's giving love. The verse says that God gave his only begotten son. Jesus' death at Calvary was determined before he was even born. His death at Calvary was determined before he was born. See, Jesus was before his incarnation. See, God gave his only begotten son. Can you imagine giving your only child? Your only? God emptied himself, put on muscles and bones, the word of God put it on, and came down on our behalf. That's good news.
Amen.
To die for someone like you and me, that's good news. See, we can't stay here. This is not our home. We're just, as they used to say, the old people used to say that we're just passing through here. We're just passing through. See, Jesus is the only child that has an earthly mother and a heavenly father. Nobody else have ever had that. Jesus is the only child. Am I in the house here? See, Jesus is the only child. See, he was what? Virgin born. See, Jesus had to have a sinless nature. Because an earthly father would have given him a sinful nature. And a sinful nature would have made him unworthy to die for my sins.
All right.
Good God Almighty. I feel like preaching here for these next 5 minutes here. See, Jesus is the only one to have a sinless nature. See, we by nature are sinful. God sent his son, his only begotten son, to die on our behalf. Yes. Couldn't sin. Had to have a sinless nature. Didn't need an earthly father. The earthly father was one that just kind of carried him from place to place. He protected him. You see, Romans 5:8 says that, but God commend his love, good God Almighty, God commend his love toward us in why that we were yet sinners. Christ died. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. See, God looked beyond my faults, and he saw all of my needs. Did he do that for you? Is that why he woke us up this morning? Because he looked past some of that stuff we thought about last night?
Yeah.
Some of that stuff that we got up to this morning and think about. I was listening to a preacher one time. He was preaching. He said, listen, if God put my thoughts on that back wall, all of y'all will get up and run out of here.
Glory.
see, we, good God. See, I am so glad that Jesus died for me. See, salvation is free. But it cost the Father his only begotten son. It cost him his only begotten son, but salvation is free. God died for us. We can go free to him. But a price had to be paid. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
I'm preaching here now. I'm preaching now. Yeah, this is the word of God.
Yeah.
This need to be told at Alabama State. Then we go on down to Troy and Tuskegee and preach it on campus. Because, see, one of the greatest things in life is to be saved. And headed toward eternal life. Not damnation, eternal damnation. You see, I got daughters, our daughters, and well, we got one grandson on the way. I mean, granddaughter on the way, and we're praising God for her. She'll be here openly in July, and we're thanking God for her. But I want my granddaughter to have eternal life. I just don't want her to come through here and not introduce her to John 3:16 where she can have eternal life. We all need to be running from place to place, from street to street, saying, hey, are you on your way to burning hell? We need to stop people. See, it's so important that we understand this verse. I better move on. I told myself 15 minutes. I know, but I told myself 15 minutes. but let me just finish up in this last. See, Jesus' death paid my sin debt. He purchased me with his blood. He bought me with a price. He sacrificed his life for my what? My liberty. He sacrificed his life for my liquid. He became my, good God Almighty, he became my substitute. He died as a ransom for my sins. He did all that for me. That's why I can stand up here today boldly. Boldly. And tell you that God is good.
Amen.
Third point. God's promised love. God promised that. Listen, whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, let me ask you a question. I am so glad I am a whosoever.
Isn't it good to know that God has no respectable person?
Amen.
He does not show favoritism to nobody.
Amen.
You see, he said, whosoever can come to him. See, you can be young, you can be old, and you can be a whosoever. You can be rich, you can be poor, but you still could be a whosoever. You can be black, white, but you can be a whosoever.
Amen.
He said, whosoever. I'm so glad that I'm a whosoever.
Amen.
So God promised a man is that whosoever believe in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's real love. There's a song that when I was growing up, used to say it, used to go like this. What love got to do with it? And I don't think that lady who was singing the song kind of understood the title of the song. I really don't. Because it carries a deeper meaning than what she was singing.
Yeah.
What's love got to do with it? Back then I was young, but I'm still young now. Yeah. But what love got to do with it? Love have everything to do with it.
Amen.
It was love that was wrapped himself in human flesh. It was love that was taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. It was love that was beaten and spat on and bruised and battered. It was love that they carried from judgment hall to judgment. It was love that they nailed to the cross. It was love that died and was buried and put in a borrowed tomb. That was love. And it was love that early on the third day morning that he got up out of a dusty grave and stood out on resurrected ground and said, I got all power in my hand. That was love. That's the love that I'm preaching about this morning, Jesus Christ. If he's in your life and you have a relationship with him, and if not, he's still there. I don't care what time you wake up at night. I don't care what time you get up. God is still there to hear us. He's still there. And at that point, I want to stop right there. We want to open up the doors of the church. And you can cast the choir sing. Or the music play. We want to open up the doors of the church. You can come as a candidate for baptism. You can come by letter. Or you can come by Christian experience. Come to Jesus while the blood is yet running in your body. Tomorrow is never promised to us. We have right now. You can come to him. Thank God for his word. We thank God once again for you all inviting us. And we always try to be respectful of the program and for protocol.
what you all are already used to every Sunday morning. If that's not that's it, we'll all stand. And I will bow your heads as we pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to say thank you for your word, God. Thank you this morning for health and strength to be able to come this morning to listen. And God, in the worship, we thank you, Lord, for all of these people here this morning, God, that you've blessed to be able to be here. Bless them now, God, as they journey looking for a pastor, that you'll speak to their heart and their mind, God, and they'll know that it's you. We thank you now, Lord, for your word, for dying. Jesus, we thank you for dying on Calvary. But we also thank you, God, for getting up on the third day morning that we may live and have eternal life. We give praise to your holy name. And now, may the Lord watch between you and me while we absent one from another. Let us say, Amen. God bless you. Thank you.